This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome. It's March 7th, 2020. On this beautiful day, it's another Saturday. Denise Dirks, Todd Kuhnen, and I with Cal Hunter, our producer, are here to take care of you, get you excited. Remember, we're going to give you something to just chew on and think about today. Some interesting things we're going to discuss. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes interesting show on Earth, other than the alien shows that we discuss. We have the sheep outside of our studio today. Well, that's the horse. That's the horse. We have sheep outside our studio today, so that'll give us some distraction for us to watch as we talk to you about what's going on in the law. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I'm Frederick Penny, your host. And if you want to tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Go to our Instagram at Radio Law Talk. I know 95% of you probably don't have Instagram because it's pretty much everyone 30 and under. And I have an Instagram. It's FrederickPenny1. But go to my Instagram and or the Radio Law Talk Instagram. I think we tweeted it out too, Denise. I'm not sure. The picture of all of us eating at a wonderful steakhouse for one reason and one reason only. That is to celebrate and enjoy Todd Kuhnen's victory over myself and Denise in case or no case. Yes, he is the winner. And better known as Todd Asborn. That's his stage name. He won case or no case. We had to take him to dinner. It was a lovely dinner last night.
Asborn.
No, I call him Asborn. I know it's Ashborn, but I call him Asborn.
I just want to go on record, case Todd's listening. I want to go on record as giving
He's
you the,
listening. He's listening. He's right here.
He's
just chewing on something.
Well, his face is kind of down on his laptop.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Must have eaten too much last night.
I know he did. You know, we're gonna, speaking of eating too much, we're going to talk about William Shatner's case. It is a very interesting divorce case. It's a settlement. We're going to talk about some settlements that are very interesting in divorce cases, but we got to talk about William Shatner's divorce. This is all we're going to try to get in the first hour. Of course, we're going to do a case or no case. Grand Theft Auto in Los Angeles. Wait until you hear about this Grand Theft Auto case. Again, we love talking about the law and cases that are going on right now and some criminal issues, and this is going to be great. The latest on Lori Vallow, that's the lady in Idaho that her children are missing. We got to discuss what's going on with her extradition, et cetera.
Fred, I've convinced that the Lori Vallow case is a space alien case.
It is. It is a space alien case.
I mean,
case.
After all the stuff we talk about, we've plugged the space alien shows, I think she could be a guest star.
And you know what? We had someone tweeted or Instagrammed us that said there's psychics now think they know where the kid is. So yeah. I guess I'm not sure about that, but that's what's going on. We have a multi-million dollar real estate tycoon. Now, those of you who are just joining the show, we're over Denise keeps track of this. More than 3 years now we've been on this show, I think.
Yes.
We have covered this guy by the name of Robert Durst. And Durst is, if you don't know what's going on, the Robert Durst story is so interesting. And by the way, it goes from New York to Galveston, Texas, to after that it goes to California, and a trail of murders and deaths and chopping up of people. It is bizarre. Bizarre. And we have covered it, Cal.
And it goes to the bathroom.
And we're going to bring that to you. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss our Durst story. The trial just started in Southern California. We've got to discuss the background of this trial, what happened. And if those of you who don't know, go to our website. You can type in and search Durst. And as you search Durst, you're going to be able to go find find our podcasts, our old podcasts on that. Then we're going to talk about Journey the Band. There are lawsuits flying about Journey the Band. You've got to hear, about that, especially those of you our age, which is what, the 20s? We're in the 20s right now, or 30s, is that right? Something like that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh, I'm bringing back memories.
What a song.
Yes. Bell bottoms. All right. And then we're going to do a lawsuit against American Airlines. What changes they had to make because of those lawsuits. That's what's on tap. That's what we're going to be doing. But you know what? Before we get started, the most important thing I want to do is thank our affiliates. We have so many great affiliates that are carrying us and push us. We've got three new. Sometimes we'll get 1 year, 1 week, we had 14 new affiliates in 1 week that joined us. But we have three wonderful affiliates I'm really excited about. WZXI 1280 AM, 95.5 FM, 94.1 FM in Lancaster, Kentucky. Welcome, WZXI. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it.
Welcome, welcome.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
There we go. See, that's why you've turned my mic down. I can't see it.
I know. I didn't know if you were awake.
Welcome, Kentucky. I'm very happy about that because I have family out there in Kentucky. My older sister just moved back in that area.
Nice.
And I, because I prosecuted or was a district attorney, a prosecutor in Northeast Tennessee, for a year, beautiful country. I call that my second home.
Wow.
If I
don't think they call you.
No. They don't call me that.
They don't want you to be.
And I hesitate to say this because the legislature may pass laws to prevent it. But if I ever get to retire, and that's a big if, but if I do, well, I'll tell you what, Tennessee, Kentucky, that area, that's on the radar, definitely.
Well, I don't know if they'll let you in.
I know.
I'm fascinated that we say back east, and at back east they say, oh, they're out west.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to be out and back. So.
Well, we're going to thank you, West Coast, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up. Johnstown, Colorado. Welcome, KHNC. And we got a booster, a powerhouse out of Lubbock, Texas, KRFE. KRFE 580 AM.
Free radio.
And 95.9 FM. Thank you, Lubbock, Texas. KRFE. It is your week this week.
Welcome, Texas and Colorado and Kentucky.
Happy to have you on board. Those of you who are first joining us, everybody loves one thing and one thing only, and that is Case or No Case Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I will get as much of this in as I can because that's kind of a setup. I'm going to introduce you now to a gentleman by the name of Joseph Nickel of Sonora, California. He decided to take his friends to Mexico for dinner. They were traveling there for a business trip. And Mr. Nickel found a restaurant in Distrito Mexico, that's Mexico City, that he said cooked up the best porterhouse steak he'd ever had in his life. His friends he said it was an Epicurean delight. His friend Todd Greenlaw, a butcher, and Bo Riggins, a dentist, they shared lots of adventures together. Joe Nickel said, don't worry, it's all my treat. They went to El Caballo Loco on the outskirts of town and ordered a porterhouse steak, the restaurant's specialty. And all was well until the butcher looked at the delightfully cooked portions and said, hold on, I thought we were getting a beefsteak. This is horse meat.
Oh.
And the restaurant, of course, denied that. But the butcher was certain, so he kept his steak in a horsey bag. It took it home in a horsey bag for testing.
Did you know the Tongan people in Tonga, they eat horse. That's a normal delicacy and thing that they eat in Tonga.
It's not unusual. The dentist said, I don't know what to make of this. And so the butcher said, I think I'm going to go seek a lawyer. So I'm going to ask you when we come back after our break, is this a case or is it?
So it's the horse or the cow case.
Yes.
And can they sue this restaurant in Mexico, by the way?
There you go.
We'll find out Hold on, we'll be back. I'm your host, Fred Penny.
And by the way, what would you think if you suddenly discovered that you found a piece of horse flesh on your steak instead of a porterhouse on your plate? I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that and more when we come back on Radio Law Talk. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, Joseph Nickel, my must be my cousin of Sonora, California, went to Mexico with his butcher friend, and his butcher friend knows a little bit about steaks and decided to go to this wonderful restaurant called something El Caballo Loco.
El Caballo, that's Spanish for the horse,
okay.
And loco meaning crazy, the
okay.
crazy horse.
The crazy horse.
Yeah.
And the butcher came out and brought them their T-bone, porterhouse steak, and it actually... He said, hey, that's not a beef steak. That is a steak from a horse. And the guy decided to sue.
And the restaurant denied. They said, no, we don't do that in Mexico. We would never do that. Never do it. And Joe Nichols said to his friends, what? I bring you out for a nice steak, a new experience. Just eat it and enjoy. And they were not happy about it. So I'm going to ask you, Fred, since you summarized
sure.
the case so well, what say you, is this a case
mm-hmm.
or no case?
So I'm going to lay this out. There's about seven different points I want to lay out. But before I do that, I want to say this is a bunch of horse pucky. It's not a case.
No, not pucky. Horse meat.
Horse pucky. It's no case. Next. He's tricking us, people out there. This is not a case. Never happened. Cal is not telling the truth. No case.
All right. Fair enough. I think that's a... But no legal points made on the issue.
No, I was teasing you on that.
Okay.
There's no case. You're tricking us. It's not a case.
Fine. Mr. Kunin, case... Or no case.
Well, you know, I'm going to blame my answer on the steak hangover that I have from last night's dinner because that was a monster cut
and
of
a delicious meal. Yes.
And it definitely didn't taste like horse, although I've never had horse. I don't know
slightly
what I'd do if I thought I was eating Mr. Ed.
Yes, slightly sweeter and less fat, I'm told, but I don't know. Yeah.
I will go contrary to Fred. I know that I have said in the past that if you go contrary to Fred, just generally speaking, it's not going to work out well for you. But in case or no case, because of strategery, I will. And I will say that this is a... Okay, I will say it is a case, and you said that the guy who took them down there said,
Joe Nichols,
Joe Nichols. He said, yeah, go ahead, eat this, it's fine. Okay, so the cause of action actually isn't going to be against the restaurant. It's going to be against Joe Nichols because Nichols duped his friends and knew it was horse all along, but was like trying to fake them out into thinking that they could eat horse and not know it. And so it is a case. They sue Nichols. But the jurisdiction maybe they don't prevail. I'm going to say that they don't prevail in that it's not a jury thing. That's some sort of settlement or whatever. But
and I'm a Sicilian, and I say that that's not the case.
I'm a Sicilian, and you never
has anyone in this beat a Sicilian.
Never attack Russia in the winter. So it is a case. The cause of action is the friends against Nichols, but the friends do not recover.
All right, thank you,
Ms. Boy, that
Dirks,
was a long,
what
blown out.
I know.
Case or no case?
Well, first of all, it occurred in Mexico.
Correct.
And they were all in Mexico.
Correct.
So it's not likely they have a cause of action they can bring to the States. Right? It'd have to be something brought in Mexico.
Please, dear God, make me right and them wrong.
Joseph Nichols said that they have the best porterhouse steak.
Yeah.
And that's an implication that it's cow.
Well, he did not say from which animal, and a porterhouse cut from a horse is called a porterhouse.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. No case.
Okay, very
yes,
well.
Just give me five. She's with me. Come on, let's beat Todd.
Okay.
Let's beat Todd.
So now, let's just get right down to this and make it nice and easy. For those of you who say this was not a case, Denise and Fred, well... Good job.
Todd is a loser.
Yeah, well, you know, in many reasons.
Let me tell you why. I'm gonna comment. Last night we had steak. Last night was the payoff for case or no case. And Cal, it was on his mind. Steak and Joseph Nichols. My name's Penny. He used Nichols. I know this man so well.
You know what's interesting?
What?
When I made this up on Thursday, Those are exactly the thoughts that I had.
Yes! I have learned to understand the mind of my producer. He is absolutely not smart enough to No, I better not say that, because he always
don't go there, because Todd won last time, so let's not do that.
Hey, even a blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while, so just because I won.
Next hour, the case of the improperly worn fedora from old Hollywood. So that's coming up next time.
Case or no case, next hour. All right, let's talk about William Shatner. William Shatner, oh my gosh, if you don't know who William Shatner is, we cannot even tell you who he is, because if you don't, just turn the radio off. You should not be on this earth.
You don't deserve to.
You don't deserve to. That's just the way it is. But William Shatner and his wife decided to get a divorce. Now, this is his fourth marriage, I believe, and his last marriage, she passed away. Let's see. This is, I believe, his fourth marriage.
Yes, it is. He had three prior wives.
Three prior wives. So. Wow. So apparently, in this divorce, they've agreed to things, which is sounds like it's amicable. Now, Denise, you do family law, so why don't you talk about this divorce and some interesting things about what is in the divorce decree and the fact that there was a prenuptial, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, what's a prenuptial?
A prenuptial is an agreement that you make prior to marriage, and it only becomes effective upon the marriage. And that's where you change California laws. Well, prenuptial is different in every state, in California it's where you change California community property laws so that it does not apply to your marriage.
Right.
And you can alter it in many different ways.
So it's like usually someone who, it's generally someone coming into the marriage, not all the time, with some money or something that they don't want to share. Or sometimes it's older individuals that already have assets and they don't want to mix them up.
They want to keep their retirement separate. They want to do everything separate. And in this particular case, William Shatner kept his royalties from Star Trek separate. And they would always be his income and his royalties rights, and that would not be shared in his marriage.
That's great. And Denise is going to opine a little bit more about what happens here. Some interesting things on divorces. You're going to hear some great stories from us also. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will resume after we take a brief commercial break. If you're listening online, thank you. On your favorite radio station, wherever it is, this is still Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Officials in California are deciding where to dock a cruise ship with 21 coronavirus cases aboard, and four U.S. universities canceled in-person classes as Western countries imitate China by imposing travel controls and shutting down public events to contain the outbreak. The global death toll has now risen past 3,400, the majority of them in China, with more than 100,000 cases reported overall. Authorities in Florida reported the first U.S. deaths away from the West Coast. They say the two patients were in their late 70s and one had underlying health problems. The figure of global infection still dwarfs other major outbreaks such as SARS, MERS, and Ebola. The virus is still much less widespread than annual flu epidemics, which cause up to 5 million severe cases around the world each year. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we're talking about William Shatner's divorce, and they've come to a settlement. And what is it they settled on when they divided up their assets?
Well, they had a horse ranch. And while his wife received the horse ranch itself, they divided up the horses. They had four horses, and they're quite, you know, I think they're very well-bred horses. And William took two, and then Martin took two.
Martin's her last
Martin
name.
Martin's her last name, and they were married for 18 years. So it's not a short-term marriage.
He's 88 now, is that right?
He's 88 years old. She's significantly younger, but I'm not exactly sure how much younger. Yeah. But in any event, they also, so he took the, she took the Kentucky home, and then he took the other home. I'm not sure exactly where that was. But in any event, the fun part of this was that they actually awarded to William Shatner the horse semen. And that's set out in his marital settlement agreement, which is public record.
Okay, we need to make sure that we properly delineate the word. It's the horse semen, right?
Yeah, what did you think I said?
All I heard was horse semen, and it's just if you don't pronounce the S's at the end and the beginning, it sounds like something else. But, okay, we're good. The horse semen.
Well, not just the horse semen, but all the breeding apparatuses,
oh, true.
Too.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, what is that?
Yes. What other apparatus would there be in the breeding?
Could you see him after the divorce walking out? She drives off in the Rolls, and he's got his pickup truck, and you know, he's got the gloves all the way up to his shoulders.
Exactly.
You know? All right, I got the good stuff. She got the Rolls.
Devices to assist in extracting the aforementioned. For the mayors,
should that be the
the turkey baster?
The subscription to Play Horse magazine for
that too,
you know, and the you know the horses are well.
Whoa.
You win a couple of races and look at the life you get. Wow.
What about the two horses that don't go with him and they're walking away, going, "Wait a minute, he got all the other stuff.
What are we going to do?
And I'm going with Martin. What's going on with that?
You know, why are we going to the glue factory? What the heck? What's going on? Oh, please don't take me to a restaurant in Mexico. That is not going to work out for me.
So you're familiar with the story.
Okay. All
the
right.
Divorces. Think about divorces. I had a judge tell me one time that a couple were fighting over a chair, and they estimated their lawyers' costs for the lawyers to argue over the chair, $5,000 in lawyers' costs to this little chair they fought over as to who was going to get it, and the judge had to decide who got the chair.
I heard a story about a judge who was presiding over a divorce with two people, and good heavens, when this came to his docket, I bet he just went, "You've got to be kidding me." But it was two people who were representing themselves in a divorce. No attorneys. And that's just got to be, poke my eyes out with the rusty nail. That, good heavens. And the argument was, eventually, they had this, brought into court a mound of Beanie Babies, like this little tiny mountain, and they parsed them out one to another while the judge sat there and watched, like watching two kids at a preschool fight over toys.
That's right. Well, I actually had a case where the two parties were fighting.
Your case?
Yes, and they were fighting over toys, and they insisted that every single toy get itemized in their marital settlement agreement. And marital settlement agreements are public record.
What's this like? Was there a custody agreement for kids or anything like that?
No, there were no children. These were not children's toys.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's... And that was your case?
It was my case.
Who did you represent?
I represented the husband.
Oh, okay. Well,
did they have to bring them into court and a pile on the courtroom floor?
No, thank goodness. I wasn't about to touch any of those toys.
Well, okay.
All right, let's move on. We're going to talk about a Los Angeles case going on that was very, very interesting. A man was caught stealing a vehicle in Los Angeles recently, a 25-year-old transient/ homeless, and he was a homeless man.
Vehicle theft in Los Angeles?
I know, it's a shocker.
See, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. But ready for this? Old George pulls up to the good old funeral in the hearse. I'm going to leave the keys in, Henry. We're just heading in here for a minute to the thing. And no, don't leave those keys. Well, we're in Los Angeles. No, don't leave those keys. No, I'm going to leave the keys, Henry. Don't worry about it.
Who's going to steal a hearse for crying out loud?
What about the body? No, we're going to bring that in a little bit later. We're not doing that part yet. Let's head on in.
So they head
on in.
Who's going to steal a hearse with an unexpected passenger?
As they came out to come and grab the body to roll the casket in for this wonderful funeral, Henry realized, that's gone.
Dang it,
it's gone.
Henry, did you park the car on the front side or the back side? 'Cause it ain't out there.
I told you Los Angeles was going to steal the car. Sure enough, the black SUV Lincoln Navigator was stolen from the parking lot of this church where there was a funeral going on with the body in the back in the coffin. Now, here's the best part. It's not just the best part of that issue is They didn't not just pull him over. He ran from the police. It was a chase. It wasn't even like, okay, oh, you got me. I'm going to pull over. No, it was a police chase, and he crashed it eventually, and they recovered the hearse and the body.
Catch me if you can, you dirty, rotten coppers. Now, here's what's interesting about that, Fred. They hauled the Lincoln to a tow yard with the casket still inside, so the funeral home had to send another hearse and remove those remains from that wrecked Lincoln and put it to another one and then take it to the property.
Can you imagine
the trauma for that family, though?
I want you guys to fully understand, and this is on the radio. Nationwide, this is going to be heard. Todd, raise your right arm to the square. Do you solemnly swear as my cohort here and a lawyer to the nth degree that when I die, you will steal my hearse and you will race it down the road and let the cops chase you? I will put you in my will.
Fred, I'm a giver, and I will do that for you. For you, so that you will have a GTA 5 oriented sending off.
And I don't want you to pull over. I want you to keep going. I want helicopters following you.
Can I help?
That
sounds like fun.
I'll be crying. I'll be live streaming it on YouTube.
Yeah, do it.
I'm doing it for you, Fred. I'm doing it for you.
That's what I want. I want it. Go. Just write it down. Just drive. Just drive forever.
I'll have Born to Be Wild playing in the background.
OJ one like seem like just a second. I mean, I want you driving for days.
Drive until the hearse A runs out of gas or B you blow up the motor.
That's exactly right. And Cal, I want you following him.
I will.
This reminds me of last night when you swore you would not attend his funeral. Right, Todd?
Well, you remember that? People are looking at that, thinking that, going, my stars.
To be fair.
He sounds like a jerk. Now, Fred told me, if that happens, don't attend my funeral. Now, probably because he knew he was...
Am I living forever?
It all depends on who dies first. Right?
Okay, that's true.
Probably because he knew he was going to make this little argument here, which I didn't know about, but he told me I didn't have to attend, and I said, well, I better get this on video so that your family doesn't think I'm a jerk if I don't attend.
And I'm a witness. Okay.
Cal, you and I are going to die at the same time. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so. Fred and I, at the same instant, but today, Fred has changed his position.
I have.
And you're all witnesses to that.
Yes.
And so when you see from Central California, hearse police chase.
Yes. Radio Law Talk will be blown up all over the world. It's all an Instagram host. It's just a big social media thing.
I do want to say that in response to your statement to Cal that you and he will probably die at the same time, I would also point out that the death would probably be immediately precipitated by the phrase, well, go ahead and plug it in. Let's see what happens.
What could go wrong?
You know, this guy was charged with driving recklessly, avoiding fleeing a police officer, taking a vehicle without consent, but he wasn't charged with any crime as against the cadaver.
Theft of a corpse is a crime.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I would say that probably because he didn't maybe know the corpse was in there, and because of the specific intent or general intent related to corpse theft, they couldn't meet the element.
Oh.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Well, there's your corpse law for the day, and we're going to talk about Lori Vallow after this and maybe get into the Durst thing. We might not catch it there, but we'll be back. Stay with us.
Much more Radio Law Talk is straight ahead. Remember, we are live 9 to noon Pacific, which means you can listen then at RadioLawTalk.com. And, of course, you can listen on your favorite radio station when they play that for show. And we thank you for listening wherever that is.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Dick. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For you.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to our exciting, fun show. Those of you who are in Lancaster, Kentucky, and Johnstown, Colorado, and Lubbock, Texas, at least some of you there still haven't shut your radio off. That's the way this show's going. You're like, what the heck? I thought this was all legal, boring legal show. No, this is fun and exciting. This is more entertaining than you thought. And here's the deal. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. The only time, Todd, there's only one time on this earth you want to use us as authority. And what is that, Todd?
That's when you're sitting around the dinner table or the holiday time and some smart aleck from some long distance place away who's come to visit tries to tell you that they say, as if they're some sort of expert, you can trot out Radio Law Talk and respond and say, well, on Radio Law Talk, Denise said, and that will shut them up.
Yes.
That's my story, and I'm sticking by it.
Or if you're tired at night, you can't sleep, go to our disclaimers page on our website. that'll put you right to sleep.
Exactly. You know, with these new fandangled phones, you can put it on read mode where it will read text for you.
Yeah.
And if it does, you will fall asleep.
Please don't do so while driving.
Exactly. Yes.
Denise, if they want to call in, what do they call?
They call us at 855-529-7234. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
That's exactly right.
So the first call from Lubbock, Texas gets a Radio Law Talk sweatshirt. Is that correct?
Okay, Lubbock, Texas. If you call from Lubbock, Texas, because we had, what's our favorite place that called the first call of all time 3 years ago?
Amargosa Valley, of course.
Amargosa Valley, Nevada. And that was the first one. We sent a mug to Bill and a shirt to Bill. I still can't
wait. I like the Amargosa Valley.
Okay, Lubbock, Texas. Or let's say, what about Johnstown, Colorado, or Lancaster, Kentucky?
Wherever.
If you call, we got to call while we're live, 9 to noon Pacific time. If you call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, you don't even have to say anything. You just can say hi. We'll send you a T-shirt and a mug, okay? Here, look, we talk law, but I have to bring up this anecdotal thing. I just have to tell you. I've thought about it all week, and I said, I've got to tell.
Bring it up, Fred.
Bring it up.
It's anecdotal. Here's the deal. Without getting into too many details, I do have a plane, okay? And those of you who like planes, I like a plane. And in Southern California, there's certain individuals that wanted to borrow the plane and do a stunt type of thing on the plane. And these are makeup artists from Southern California that actually phenomenal makeup artists, by the way, and as a makeup artist from the stars, and wanted to do his makeup, because they do the makeup of the stars on the plane.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Wanted to do it on the plane as a stunt.
Were they standing on the wing?
No, they were inside, but to see what they're taking off and falls. All this stuff. So they did it, okay?
The stunt came out of the makeup kit.
Got it, okay. Got it. Okay, all right.
That's the anecdotal part. The serious part
is our
the issue was, is, and it's a huge YouTuber blogger, and it blew up, and the whole thing was, who's the sugar daddy? Who's the sugar daddy with the plane, right? But there's other producers and other people with them, and sitting next to them was this very handsome young man, and I'm going to tell you, his name's Joey. He's a handsome young 30-year-old man, and the argument was, well, it's Joey, the guy sitting next to him is his plane. No, it's the other guy. Fred Penny is the plane. And then they're going back and forth and back and forth.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious. And I'd have to read the following from someone's post on Instagram about me. And by the way, these are attractive young ladies talking and blogging back and forth on this video. And this beautiful young lady says, oh, honey. Now, they're talking about me because they look at my Instagram. And everyone's saying, it's Joey or something like that. And they said, oh, honey, he does not look like the man in the Instagram. That's the guy sitting, the handsome guy in the plane. He does not look like the man in the Instagram pictures. LOL. Good for you, though. Heart, heart, heart. Response from another beautiful lady. Yeah, really. I wouldn't be able to go near the guy in the Instagram pictures. Doesn't matter how much money he has.
Oh my gosh.
And people go, that's so rude. I said, that is the funniest thing in the world. And I laughed so hard. My friends laughed and said, you think you're so ugly. They wouldn't even do it for money. They wouldn't even want to be with you. My wife looked at it and she goes, yeah. You sure? Yep. I'm still with you, though.
But they just don't know you like your lovely bride does,
Fred.
Oh,
man. I thought that was funny. I thought that was funny.
It is funny. That was funny. That was hilarious.
All right, let's talk
law. One more thing. It was
anecdotal,
yes, but funny enough.
Okay, let's talk about Lori Vallow.
Lori Vallow, speaking of people that I wouldn't want to go near at all, Denise, what do we have on the latest with Miss Vallow?
Well, who is she? It is
and psychic stuff. Set it up.
Well, Lori Vallow is a mother of two children. And recently, her husband was killed by her brother. Then her brother was killed. And then she met a man. And right before, allegedly, they got married, his wife was killed.
Or died.
Or died.
Died.
Say died, but it, yeah. Very suspicious, all of these deaths. And now the children, the two children are missing. There's a 17-year-old and there's a 7-year-old. And both of her children, there's a boy and a girl, and they're both missing. And they've been missing since September of last year. And a lot of people have heard about this because, you know, it's got national attention because Lori Vallow is now married to a man who is a doomsday person who believes the end of the world's coming and they're supposed to...
July 2020.
Yes, this year. And they're supposed to all get as many, 155,000 people to go with them.
144.
I don't know.
144,000. This is the one she was found in. She was found in Hawaii and had to extradite her back. Right.
And so what happened is the Idaho court gave an order for her to make sure that she brought the kids to court. And she's in contempt
of
that order. She left Hawaii for Hawaii, and now she has just been extradited from Hawaii back to Idaho.
Okay, we got to talk about this, Denise. But can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Can we all agree, July 2020, that when they said doomsday is coming, can we sit here on this radio show and do our doomsday party? Just throw a party?
Sure.
It's July, I think it's July 20th or something like that.
I'll figure that one out.
Whatever it is, we're going to be here.
Well, if you're a doomsdayer, apparently you have to observe this in Hawaii.
Oh, do we have to do it in Hawaii?
We have to do that in Hawaii.
Oh, well, we've got a plane.
Won't quite make it there, but that doesn't have enough gas to go that far, Denise. But that's okay. We can swim.
Darn. We just have to have the carrier, some aircraft carrier let us
land. A refueling.
All right, put your goggles on. We're coming in for landing. We made it all the way from California. Denise, pour the gas back in your lap. Sorry, go ahead and finish.
The other
Denise.
Thing that she, that Lori Vallow did was she sought from the Idaho court a reduction of bail because her bail was set at $5 million, a bail bond was set at $5 million. And they did. They actually cut it. And they put it down to a million, which she probably...
They didn't cut it.
No, Hawaii didn't cut
it. Hawaii didn't, but Idaho did.
Oh, but Idaho did.
They threw her a bone. Cut it down to a million.
Well, they did something I think that they should have done, which is to give her the ability to get out so she could be tracked.
So
that they can maybe find the children.
See if she goes to the kids.
Well, here's the weird thing.
There was a psychic that was on. I listened to it. It was 90 minutes of psychic activity. And she was talking allegedly to the deceased husband, and he was telling her that the at least one of the children was in this really remote cabin and gave a lot of detail about the location. And she says, somebody knows where this cabin is. So if you want to hear that, go listen to it on YouTube because it's there.
Go to Radio Law Talk. We have a little thing. I think we've talked about it on Radio
Law Talk. We need a psychic.
That's me.
Yeah.
You don't need a psychic. You got Fred Penny.
That's right. And Denise is a psychic.
Oh, I'll tell you everything that's going on. Okay. You let me know. I'll tell you.
I'm just saying.
I have an opinion for everything. I'm a lawyer. Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll argue either side. So we're going to follow Lori Vallow's case. This is very interesting. There's a lot of weird things that have happened, which, by the way, they saw video of her and her new husband, the doomsdayer, dragging out of their storage locker big, huge containers that were heavy.
Yeah, plastic.
And tubs that they could barely lift.
And then her brother was with her,
too. Yeah, her brother first time. The second time, he wasn't, I don't think. I think there's two times. But anyway, it's bizarre. We're going to follow Lori Vallow. Hour number two, we're going to do another case or no case. Robert Durst. You've got to follow us with the Robert Durst trial. This is funny and interesting, and it's not funny, but serious. But you wait till you hear some of the clips we have. We'll be back hour two. Just hang on.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.